5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to the Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad.
That is not what I sound like. What are we doing? Talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Okay, you're just being annoying now. I said clown car. That does not sound like clown car.
Welcome to the clown car.
We should just start over.
We shouldn't. Keep going.
Well, welcome back. It's been
two weeks. Sorry, guys. You know,
life
gets in the way.
I know.
So
does camping.
Yeah.
And family vacations. So, happy day after Mother's Day!
Yay! Mom's Day! Woo!
We love all you moms.
And everyone else, too.
Meh. But we're not celebrating you, whatever.
Right, sorry.
All right, so let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week!
So, the stories of the week, obviously, what we talk about, what we've done, and we have two full weeks of stuff to talk about.
Woo! For two full weeks, our list isn't that exciting.
Well, let's talk about reason number one why we didn't record 2 weeks ago. We went camping!
For the first time ever.
Well, for the Crystal's first time ever, and for the first time ever as a family.
Right.
So, I've been camping a lot.
I've been camping, but not like...
You haven't been real camping.
Yeah.
She would go up to, like, a church camp with cabins.
And they cooked our food in a kitchen.
Yeah.
And
you had showers.
I never showered. I'm proud to say I never showered at camp.
But still, it's not real camping. So.
Right. So, real camping. We had tents. We roasted hot dogs. We got real. We did have an air mattress. Does that count?
That totally counts, because that's just how people camp nowadays.
Also, you didn't blow it up all the way, so if I would have moved, I would have rolled off the edge.
That's not true.
It's true. Totally true.
That's not the reason why we didn't have a good night's sleep, though.
That's one of the reasons. Well, anyway, camping.
Explain.
Well, let's just start. So, we had to go. We didn't have to, but...
We had the opportunity.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to meet up with a group to go camping. In a place that's 2 hours away. So, long drive. And it was funny because we live in a very flat, dead, brown area.
Oh, yeah.
And as we got closer to the mountains, like we were driving through...
actual mountains.
We were driving through some hills. And our kids were like, wow, look at the mountains.
And they were literally just hills.
Hills.
And we're just like...
like farmland hills.
We're like, our poor children.
Our sweet.
You don't know what mountains look like.
I know. It was so funny. And then we kept, I mean, it was all farmland on the way there. And for some reason, I mean, there's cows everywhere.
And a lot of ranches.
A lot, yeah. And then at one point, we drive by some cows. And I think, I don't remember which kid said it, but one of our kids was like, look, wild cows.
I think it was Grayson.
And then all the kids looked, and they were all like, whoa.
Whoa, wild cows.
It was so funny. So that was our exciting drive. Oh, and Lacey threw up, as she does.
Yep, that's what she does. So, but when we got there, you know, we set up camp, and we were there with a church group, so we did some service projects to make the campgrounds nicer, and... then afterwards, we had fun, you know, hanging out and talking and doing things. And then our oldest comes and...
we've only been there for about 3 hours.
And he's like, I'm bored. And I'm like...
will you play with me?
I'm like, what? I'm like, we are in the woods. I'm like, go explore. Go do something. Go...
yeah. When's the last time you've actually been plunked in nature?
Scrape your knees and... you know, find some bugs or something. So I was just like, what?
Go find a bear and play with it.
That's right. Snuggle with the bear.
Yeah, so that was ridiculous. But it was, They eventually got into it, I think.
Yes.
Only because there were other little kids there.
Yeah, there were other kids there, and they're all having fun playing around, so.
But the day part was awesome. The night part was horrible.
It was awful. Because we didn't necessarily, I guess, plan properly, but we were thinking, you know.
It's New Mexico. It's warm.
It's New Mexico. It'd be a little bit warmer, but no, it's still got like under 30 degrees at night. And we just had our sleeping bags. So we just slept in our not made for cold weather sleeping bags in our full clothes and hoodies. And I literally could not get comfortable unless I was in the fetal position trying to warm my body up. And you know what? Crystal and I are just like, we're dying. We could not sleep at all because of the cold. But our kids were out like rocks. And I was just like, what? How does this happen? Our two-year-old didn't even put his sweater on.
Yeah, he was in his t-shirt.
And shorts. And he's just like, la la. And then he's out all night long. And not only was it cold, but it was really windy, too.
Yeah.
And not just like the kind of windy is like, oh, breeze in the wind. No, it was like... So,
just like that.
Apparently, there are cats in the wind. But yeah, it was awful. It wasn't shaking the tent. The wind was like blowing above us in the trees, but it was so loud. And
I'm like,
we're not used to having that noise while we're sleeping, so we're just like wide eyed. We're like, ah. And then finally, I like fall asleep, and then all of a sudden, like coyotes start going off. I'm like, no, I was just asleep. And so the next day we're just like,
yeah. I also, there for me, what drove me to stay awake most of the night was we were like sleeping under the window where there's a flap over the tent thing, and the wind was just shaking it in a way where it sounded like a bug was climbing by my head. And I was like, it's going to climb on me. And I even knew it wasn't a bug, but I still couldn't get over that, like, it's a bug. I know it's not a bug, but it's a bug.
I thought you were more freaked out about trees falling on us.
Oh, I did think we were going to die. But if we're going to die, maybe it would hit all of us at the same angle and we'd all die together.
Oh, sweet.
Death by tree.
So
no, the bug flap thing was freaking me out.
But, you know, we got up the next day and... We actually, it was really cool because we were actually able to have church on the campgrounds with a bunch of people from town drove in, and that's where they have church every Sunday, and it was a fun experience.
Yeah, I wore my pajamas under my dress.
Yeah, and then we packed up and headed home.
Right, and my birthday party was the night before, which was awesome.
Oh, yes, birthday party. It was good.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Anyway, so...
Reason number two for missing this last week. Oh, you don't want to go to that yet?
No.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay,
you
no.
Just caught me.
No, you go.
No, I was going to say 4 days later.
Oh, 4 days later, we go on a car trip to Alabama!
Woo! 18 hours!
18 hours away. And we initially planned to do this in one go because we've done that in the past, but...
We he means the full 18 hours
full
in
18
one
hours
drive.
In one drive. But we then we're like, you know what? Let's just go right now, sleep in Dallas, Texas, and then drive only 12 hours the next day instead of doing all 18.
It was so on the fly that we, like, threw all of our clothes in a bag and just left.
Yeah.
And so our house wasn't exactly left in very good condition.
That's okay. So we stayed at a hotel on our way there. And we get up the next day.
No. The hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't even call it a hotel.
It was a motel. It was a motel.
Because we couldn't find anything that was open.
Because the nice hotel, all rooms were booked.
Right. And so it wasn't even queen-size beds. It was double-size beds.
Yeah, full beds,
and
yeah.
The bathroom didn't even...
The door wouldn't even close.
Close. It was...
It was awful.
It was like cheap hotel.
I was like expecting rats to run across the floor.
I was at least expecting cockroaches.
Okay.
Not rats. But,
But we woke up the next day, and we're on our trip, and I think we were stopping for lunch or something like that, and we're getting our two-year-old out, and we're like, where are your shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Where are your shoes? And we couldn't find his shoes, so we just had to take him into McDonald's without his shoes on, and, And Crystal, you know, says people were looking at us again.
They are. They judge me.
And then we get all the way to Alabama, and we find he didn't even have his we didn't even have his shoes.
It took us the full time to realize, oh, he did his thing and took his shoes off.
Because he had his shoes on, and we were all, it was load up time. We're like, everyone get in the car. And he got in the car, but apparently he got in the car without his shoes on.
Right, and we didn't even notice.
We didn't even notice. And so we had to buy him new shoes.
But guess what? His shoes are right here on our bed.
They were on our bed.
Because he took them off while we were cleaning, while or sorting through our laundry.
Well, while we were in the chaos of just trying to get
Dang
going.
Dang, kid. Yeah, so.
But yeah, so we made it.
But we went to a wedding without shoes. And we went to a restaurant without shoes. It was classy.
Yeah, we were. It was awesome. So speaking of wedding, that's the main reason we went. We went to our oldest niece's wedding. And when we arrived, her mother, our sister-in-law, calls us up and be like, I need you to come help decorate for the wedding. And, because they were throwing it together themselves. It's not like they hired a wedding planner or decorator or anything. So we go over
there. When you say throwing it together, it was amazingly gorgeous.
It was.
It wasn't thrown together.
It was very well planned out, but like, yeah. So
it just needed a lot of assistance.
So we went over and helped. And then the next morning, I went over to help. And I ended up staying there for like 12 hours all day long. And I feel like myself and six other women put this wedding together.
Right. You could go into wedding planning, babe.
It's me. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, so I stayed home and watched the kids. And
fun.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad because they had
just tired.
They had their cousins to entertain them, so.
And our family's pretty chill.
Yeah.
All of them.
We're all pretty chill family.
So that's good. But, yeah, the week went well. It was fun. We played some games, ate some snacks. I gained 5 pounds.
Vacation pounds don't count. They go away right when you come back home.
Right. The vacation fairy takes it away when you leave.
It's true. Watch. 2 days, they'll be gone.
Whatever. But it was bad. What's funny is, like, I don't even know if I've mentioned on the show, I've been doing a calorie counting program. I've lost a lot of weight. And on the trip, I was like, let's buy fruits and veggies because I don't want to get off of my eating thing.
La, 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 la.
Right. So we bought, like, well, fruits and veggies for our snacks on the drive because I am a car eater. I always have to be eating.
She has to be eating something.
Like, gum doesn't cut it. I just need to be eating all 18 hours. And then, so on the drive there, I was like, fruits and veggies. On the drive home, I was like, chocolate.
Give me chocolate now.
I want soda and chocolate. So, just 1 week ruined me.
But tomorrow, it'll be all rainbow and butterflies, and we'll start again.
Fat rainbows and fat butterflies.
But still beautiful.
Anyway, the food was good. We ate out a lot.
Yes.
I miss Panda Express.
Oh, one thing on our road trip on our way there that we didn't mention is that we hit a roadrunner.
Oh, that was crazy.
It was crazy because all of a sudden we see this like flash right in front of us, and then we hear a boom. And then all of a sudden, I look in our rearview mirror, and I just see this big plume of feathers go whoosh up in the air. And, you know, and Crystal makes a good point. She's like, maybe we were helping, you know, weed out the dumb roadrunners because there was no cars in front of us or behind us, like, in eyesight. But for some reason, the roadrunner had to try to get out in front of us. But I also came up with a theory about birds that do that. Because every once in a while you see birds, like, even in town, they like swoop out in front of your car and like swoop away real fast. Birds, it's like an initiation, like into a gang or something like that. They're like, you need to fly down and get as close to that car as possible and then swoop out. And if you live, you're in.
Bird hazing.
It is bird hazing. And some birds make it and some don't. That roadrunner, he did not make it.
He did not run that road.
Nope. He was not very speedy.
It was natural selection. Yep. You're welcome.
So,
we're making Roadrunners a smarter race.
That's right.
Race? Species.
Whatever.
Also, we introduced our kids to Space Jam.
Yeah.
Like the old movie?
And they liked it.
I loved that movie.
I think they liked it anyway.
They all liked it. No, the go-to movie was that dollar bin movie we bought of Sylvester and Tweety. That was like every time we turned on the car, can we watch that cat movie?
13 episodes of Sylvester and Tweety, and that's what they wanted to watch. Well, that and but then we also bought the three Equestria Girl, My Little Pony movies,
right.
And they watched those like two times each as well.
Right.
So.
Which I hate it when you play a good movie and you're in front, and you're like, I just want to be back there.
I just want to watch it, and so and like.
Like I wanted to watch Space Jam.
And one of the things that Crystal. Does for us when I'm driving is we like to buy magazines and then Crystal will read articles out of the magazine to help, you know, keep me alert and keep me awake. But, you know, when My Little Pony's going and all of a sudden the song starts going, my mind's like singing along with the song. And then Crystal's like, did you just hear what I said? I was like, yeah, I totally did. And I'm like, nope, I didn't.
I know, it was so annoying. Because then I doubt that you even listened to anything.
I did.
You don't listen to me.
I listened to it all.
No, you don't. Not all of it, liar. You just lied.
No. You repeated it, and then I listened to that part.
Whatever. You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
At least I didn't let us die.
Yeah.
Okay, so we mentioned after, before the wedding that we attended, we went to a little family luncheon. And there was a bunch of us at Cracker Barrel in a state we've never been in with lots of strangers, and at the end of the meal, suddenly, like, half the family gets up to go do something, and I was like,
Stan. Like, they just leave.
You were left, too, because you went to the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom.
Well, and so, I'm just standing there, and I'm like, where'd everybody go? And so, I walk out, and I'm standing, because at Cracker Barrel, they have little areas where you can play checkers, and our son is playing with his cousin, and so I'm waiting for him to finish the game. And by that point, I've lost everybody. And so Barry comes finally out of the bathroom and he's like, where's Jackson? And I said, I think he's with everybody else. And we start walking off to find everyone. And then we turn around and Jackson's standing almost by the kitchen of the restaurant crying.
Luckily, Lacey was with him.
Yeah, she's with him, but they were lost. And then so right then I feel terrible.
I had to go back and get him. Hang my head in shame.
With his no shoes. We look so tacky. Anyway, so then we go out and gather our children, and we're waiting for all of our family. Like, well, where is everybody?
Well, and then I was like, where's Jay?
Yeah, then we can't find Jay. And so Barry goes in and looks for her.
And I couldn't find her
and
anywhere.
He comes back out, and he's like, you need to go check the girls' bathroom. I cannot find her. And by this point, you start getting that, like...
Yeah, even I started having, like, the freak-out moment, because we're like, we're in a different state. Like, someone could have just taken her.
Yeah, so
I mean, you always have those thoughts. I mean, I didn't really think someone did, but you have those thoughts.
Right. So I go into the bathroom, and I'm like, Jay! And she just comes tra-la-la-ing out of a bath stall. She had followed Grandma in there, and the grandma walks out and she's like, I guess I should have told you that she came with
me. She came with me. And I'm like, yeah, you should have.
It was chaos. But, I mean, it was a great time. If any of my family's listening, I hope I'm not offending you.
Nah.
But it was like, it was really stressful. It's scary when you don't know where your kids are. Luckily, they might just be with grandma.
That's right. Well, and it was good to see everyone.
Yeah, so that was our big, scary thing our trip.
All right. Is that it? Are you done?
So Mother's Day came and went.
Happy Mother's Day.
We got home from our trip late Saturday night, and we're like, oh, tomorrow's Mother's Day.
I just looked over at Crystal, and I'm like, you're not getting a Mother's Day. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're at church today, and Barry leans over, and he goes, Happy Mother's Day. That's all I've got.
That's all you got. That's all I got.
Other moms were like, my family made me breakfast in bed.
This and that.
And they gave me flowers and blah, blah, blah.
Nope, not me.
I know. And this morning I was like, kids, we have to draw pictures for grandma. And so and they're like, why? I'm like, because it's Mother's Day and you need to say thank you for being a good grandma. Oh, which reminds me, we need to call your mom.
Fail.
Anyway. Anyway, and the kids are like, well, if it's Mother's Day, should we draw something for you too? And I'm like, it's too late. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
No, I didn't really say that. I said, our trip was my gift.
That's right.
I made it better.
But I did tell Crystal, I'm like, you know what? Tuesday, when we both have an evening free, we're going to have...
Go see the movie that you want to see.
No, you want to see it too.
Not as bad as you do. And I want to see Jungle Book.
So we're going to go see a movie and have dinner and we'll call that Mother's Day.
We'll call that Barry's Nut Out with me tagging along.
Whatever. You're going to love it and enjoy every minute of
it. I will. So what's coming up in the future is I think it's time to potty train our youngest child.
It is time.
He's so obnoxious right now.
Oh, my goodness.
We took an entire box of diapers with us on this trip.
It wasn't an entire box. It was one.
It's for dramatic purposes.
Oh, sorry.
Agree with me. You always do this. Don't ruin the story. We took three boxes of diapers. And he went through, like, the entire thing because every second he pees just a little bit, he's like, a poopy. And then we have to change his diaper. And now we're like, boy who cries wolf, because he'll come up and say, I poopy. And we're like, no, you're not. And then he really will be.
Yeah.
So he's ready. He's so ready. I'm not ready, but he's ready. But can you imagine not buying diapers anymore?
I know. That would be amazing.
What is going to happen to our lives? Maybe we could, like, go to Disneyland.
We'll just have to buy nighttime pull-ups, and that's it. Woo! That would be glorious.
Yeah, but I'm not ready for that. I hate potty training.
Yeah, it's not fun.
How would you know?
Anyway.
You don't know.
I'm sympathizing here.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
I appreciate all that you do.
But,
Oh, wait. Yeah. One last thing.
One last thing dealing with Mother's Day.
So the kids filled out little surveys about moms today in church. And this one sure made me feel great. One of them was, my mom weighs blank pounds. And one of my children put 1,000 pounds.
At least they all got your age right.
My mom's job is to clean the house.
Yeah.
My mom always says, no.
In capital letters.
That made me feel so guilty.
Wait. If my mom had time, she would love to sleep.
Yeah, actually that one's true.
That one's true.
But seriously, my mom always says no. I feel bad. My other kid put, I love you.
That's right.
I like that a little bit better.
A little bit better.
So yeah, my self-esteem is so high.
So
1,000-pound mom
of hotness. So it's May, and in May means the end of school, and with the end of school means summertime.
Really? That's how you're saying it?
Summertime!
Yay!
And with summertime means that kids have all this extra free time, and what do you do with it?
You fill it up with everything.
So much with stuff that you are going crazy because there's so much overflowing stuff. So,
oh, that was a run-on
I know,
stuff sentence.
Sorry. So we're going to talk about, some ideas that maybe you could use to fill your children with things to do in their day, but not, like, overschedule your kids.
Right, because I liked how one lady said, she dreamed of dreamed of the imaginative, creative play and free time her kids would have. And she's like, or I could sign them up for karate, dance, camp, swim lessons,
everything else. Yeah.
The list went on and on and on. And I feel like that is something that always surprises me when other people tell me what they're doing this summer. I'm like, dang.
Yeah. And they ask us, so what are your kids signed up for the summer? Nothing.
We bought a trampoline.
I think I have a hose in the back or something.
Yeah. Well, and my kids they loved swim lessons last year.
We did try to sign them
swim
up.
Swim lessons were on our vacation, like the sign-ups for it. So I remembered like a couple hours too late, and jumped online because those things fill up like crazy.
Yeah.
And I got on and all the classes I wanted were full.
They're all full.
And at first I felt devastated, like, I'm a horrible mom. I feel so guilty.
I'm not putting my kids in anything. I'm a bad mom.
Right. Well, and they liked it. And then like the next day I was like, what? This is awesome. Because last year I had to cart them all to swim lessons and entertain one kid while they're swimming. And he was always trying to, like, jump in the pool or,
and even, you know, more so now.
And yeah. And it was awful. It was stressful for me to get everyone up and get everyone ready because we did early morning swim lessons. And I thought of that. I'm like, we don't have to do that. And last year, I was taking him to swim lessons. Then we'd zip home for lunch and then go to a pool.
Yeah.
So this year, we're just going to go to a pool.
Yeah, we'll just go to a pool. Throw him in the deep end.
Done and done. So it made me think. Like, what is the point of filling our kids? I mean, the point is to get them away from us. Right?
Nice. Nice.
It kind of is for that little break. But anyway, so this is about scheduling your children.
Yes. So one quote that I really liked from the person that one of the people quoted in the article is learning to figure out what you like and what you don't like to do and to develop hobbies to keep yourself entertained. That's a skill and an essential one as you get older. But kids may need help to figure out how to do that. Some more than others. So I really like it because, you know, and it taught, we'll talk about it because it kind of mentions it in the lists. I don't want
to. Not really.
Well, what are you thinking and what am I thinking?
Well, what you liked about it is that we don't give our kids time to develop their own hobbies. Right?
Yes. Because
we sign them up for dance and piano, and we're giving them hobbies, but we're not giving them a chance to say, I really want to do this.
I like that, yeah. And so we even talked about how, well, maybe we should have a day where it's an art day, where see if our kids love doing art.
Sketching. Or
drawing or painting or something like that. And see if they like that. And if they don't like that, let's try something else.
Right.
So.
Okay. So we forgot to say this is from the WashingtonPost.com. But they list a few.
Stuff.
Things that.
Can help you schedule yourself.
Yes. Thank you.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah.
Did I mention we're tired? Okay.
Wow.
First one is.
Plan one activity a day. Whether it's going to the pool or simply making ice pops, having a set plan will keep your children busy for a while and expose them to things they might like to pursue further. Try to organize a few special outings over the course of the season, too.
Right.
So kind of like what we were just talking about, how plan something that can help your kids learn, even though they're not in school, but find a hobby that they would like. And it could be anything.
Well, not necessarily help them find a hobby, but this is like give them chances to experience different things.
Yes.
And it, so I like that.
Yeah.
One activity doesn't sound that too crazy.
Yes. Right? Sorry.
I'm not talking to no one.
What?
All right. Next one is let the kids get bored. Whines of boredom are the perfect opportunity to let your children know that they have power to fix that problem. And of course they, I don't know why, every article you ever read about kids being bored, they say, give them some chores.
Yeah.
Like that, like a kid's gonna be like, okay.
Yeah, let's
I'm
do that.
I'm not bored anymore.
But, you know, but they also suggest give other options or something like that. But I like that because boredom is essentially a part of life and adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't know how to take, like, figure out how to entertain yourself as an adult because you're bored, you're in for a rude awakening when you get older.
Right, and I just noticed this yesterday when you went to get some pizza, is, like, sometimes if we go out and you're, like, need to run into the store for a second or go grab our pizza, like, the minute you step out of the car, I'm like, I might as well get on Facebook. And so I'm filling all my time. Like, I've trained myself not to think anymore. I want the computer to do the thinking for me.
You're a mindless robot.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Social robot.
But it just made me think, like, here we are telling our kids to that it's good for them to be bored, but I never really let myself be bored because I have a phone right at my fingertips that I can grab.
Yeah.
To help me not be bored. And I think that's something
Start
that I need to work on.
Start being bored, honey.
I don't have hobbies. I have Facebook.
That's right. Anyway, so it's important to let your kids be bored.
And
so,
yourself.
Well, and to let your kids figure out how not to be bored anymore.
And yourself.
All right. Number three, have fun as a family. Summer isn't just for kids. Decompress together, taking advantage of the fact that you don't have to be hound your children about homework. Look for things that you all enjoy, which can broaden and improve your relationship.
Like board games?
Board games! And video games.
And taking walks? Except everything is stressful at some point. Right?
Yeah.
Like when we play games and our little ones like trying to grab the dice and eat pieces and you're like, stop touching them! Yeah.
Or they whine about losing or not having it go their way.
Or we say, let's go for a family walk. And then you have all four kids saying, can I ride my bicycle? And we're like, no, we said walk.
Well, and even if they do ride their bikes, 10 minutes into the walk, they're like, I'm tired.
I'm just saying, the word decompress together isn't a thing.
It can be, just not frequently.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I love doing things as our family, but oftentimes it can be stressful. All I'm saying. Next one is get outside as much as possible.
I like this one.
Natural world can be a far richer environment than your house, and spending time outdoors calms and de-stresses kids, even if it's just throwing pebbles in a nearby stream for an hour.
Which we like to do. We like to go feed the ducks.
I love feeding the ducks.
So we like to do that.
Although I laughed. This reminded me the other day our oldest said, guess what? I can ride a bicycle. I think he's telling that to his cousin. And I was like, yeah, you've been able to do that for a while. And he's like, no, look, on Pokemon. And he holds up his 3DS. He's like, I learned how to ride a bicycle. And I was like, I need to get our kids back out in nature.
So I like it but the thing is, unfortunately, where we live,
there is no nature.
You have to like drive to get to nature. I mean, we do have some really nice parks here. I'll admit that, but we don't have like mountains or, you know,
trails. There's no walking trails.
We don't have a stream.
Right.
There's no hiking trails. There are walking trails, but there's no hiking trails.
There's walking sidewalks.
There's a sidewalk. Yes. But anyway, so maybe we just need to make a bigger effort and drive an hour somewhere.
Or maybe we need to be better about appreciating what we have.
That too. All right. Next time is monitor screen time. I'm not going to read this because it's what we've heard about a bunch of time, but I do like, I think it's funny that they're like, make sure that you do no more than 2 hours a day for screen time as suggested by American Academy of Pediatrics. And I leaned over to Crystal when we read this and I'm like, do these pediatricians not have children? Do they know that like 2 hours per day of screen time is like, I mean, that's like two episodes of an hour-long episode of something, and you can watch that in the morning and then one in the evening time, and it's just like, well, I don't know. I think it's important to have a balance, but, you know, maybe you do more one day and less the other day or something like that. I don't know. It's just...
The way I balance it is, we went to the pool this morning, so sure, we can watch TV.
For the rest of the day.
For the rest of the day.
Yeah, because we did something outside. Reward yourself by TV.
Then we'll turn it off for dinner, and then we'll watch a family show.
That's right. And an educational show.
All
right,
they say be sure to watch educational shows and games and limit social networking.
But we like educational shows. Our kids actually really enjoy nature shows.
Like obsessively.
Yeah, it's fun. They really enjoy those. And those are fun for us, too, because we learn about crazy animals, and we're like, what? I'd never do that. So,
because we watch too much non-educational
That's
TV.
That's right.
Anyway, the last one is keep a daily routine. The majority of children do better with structure. And I already have failed at this one.
Failed.
I can already tell I am failing at the summer schedule.
That's okay.
It's going to be we wake up and say, what do you want to do today?
It's
11 o'clock and we haven't even had breakfast.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome day to me. So, but there's one thing I did like at the very end of the article. One of the people quoted in the article talks about you know, they talk about the brain drain during summer and, like, you need to still educate your children during the summer so they're not dumb when they get back to school, blah, blah, blah. But one of the doctors talks about how for a lot of kids, it's very helpful to continue practicing academics during the summer, particular in subjects they find difficult. But another person says, creative play and exploration also challenges the mind. Just because kids aren't in school doesn't mean they're not learning. So doing something creatively or going on an adventure or something, kids can learn something. So you don't have to put numbers and letters in front of them to have them be learning.
Right. And I also have to say, like we always say, our way is not the only way. So if you love having your kids do activities in summer, that's awesome too.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
So, but we would love to hear what you plan for your kids in the summer. So definitely comment on the Facebook post related to this episode. And yes, thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe,
rate, review
our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.